All right, so today we're doing two-hand synchronization. It's one of the most fundamental things that separate like a real pro from a intermediate, from a beginner, the degree to which you can synchronize your two hands. Now, everyone knows that, you know, unlike like piano, for example, where the two hands are independent, you have to have two-hand synchronization on guitar just to play a note in the first place. But what do I mean? Like, so you may be thinking, well, I've been playing already for several years or several months or whatever your case is, you know, several decades in my case. But what is two-hand synchronization? Why should I work on it when I'm already doing it? Synchronization. So why work on it? Because there's a lot of reasons. It increases your speed to work on it, increases your smoothness. I mean, I myself, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not the neatest player. No, I'm not the smoothest, most, you know, the smoothest, neatest, not non-sloppy guitarist. There is a little bit of slop. You know, I give myself points. When I listen back, you know, every guitarist has strengths and weaknesses, and I have tons of strengths. I can tell you what they are. It's not necessary right now. And everyone has weaknesses, and, you know, hopefully, when you get to be at my level, the strengths far outweigh the weaknesses. But the weaknesses are still there. And so this is something that I personally should work on more, which is, you know, eliminating the slop. I hear string noise sometimes. I hear bleed. You know what bleeding is when it comes to guitar? We're going to talk about this in a minute, but anyone know what bleeding is? I mean, you're playing so long and hard that you're, you know, needing Band-Aids. So, any guesses? If not, I'll tell you what it is. Yes, you guessed it. One note, she used the word blurring, which is very good. One note blurring into another, which is actually not a bad thing, depending on the context. Like, if you're playing a clean guitar with, like, let's say, no other instruments, or maybe just a trio where it's only bass and drums, and there's lots of space, like, it's like two notes blurring over another, it's not a big deal. But when you're when you have A, lots of distortion, or B, you're playing with lots of other instruments, and you're supposed to have your part and no other, you know, and you're introducing extra noise, it sounds really cruddy. I mean, you guys know what two notes ringing out at the same time, what it does to a distorted sound. It makes it completely, and especially, let's say, if those notes are not like a fifth or something, you know, it adds lots of extra overtones, right? So we're going to get to that. So two-hand synchronization is a very important topic. When I went to the big training that I went to last summer, it was actually session number 2. Like, that's that important. And we came back to it a few times throughout the week. So here we go.